Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to see all of you on this third Sunday in Advent. And thank you, David, for helping us out with the piano this morning. Carla has been diagnosed positive with COVID. And so we'll be lifting her up in prayer later on. But so thank you so much. And we're so glad that you're here today singing with us and joining together on this third Sunday, where joy is going to be our emphasis today. And the choir will be coming a little bit later on and singing. And we definitely have a lot of joyful songs to sing for you. So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria this morning. It should be there. Well, let's move right on then. Let's go. Let's go to our call to worship then this morning. When the Lord restores us, our hearts are filled with laughter.
Our mouths sing songs of joy.
Let us sing of our Savior, Christ the Lord. Well, let's join together there, and we'll turn in your hymn books there, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint, and we're going to be singing three verses. Verse 1, 2, and 4 of Joy to the World. This morning for our opening prayer. God of joy, we rejoice in your presence this day, for you bring order from chaos, turn weeping into laughter and sorrow into joy. Receive our worship as we sing of our Savior, your Son, Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And I believe Elaine and Mary Lou are coming this morning to share with us our Advent readings.
Got to hold it right up there, so they won't hear you.
Okay. The prophet Isaiah alerts us to the words of the servant. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to give him a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. The song of young Mary proclaims, God has shown a strong arm, scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts, brought down the powerful from their thrones, and lifted up the lowly, filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. Advent continues with the candle of joy as we reflect on Mary's song of God, lifts up the lowly and brings down the powerful from their thrones. And Mary does so with joy. In this way, Mary is portrayed as poised and courageous, but also as learned and wise. In this way, her jubilant song goes back at least as far as the prophet Isaiah, who declares that God's anointed comes with good news for the poor, the oppressed, the prisoner, and the brokenhearted, graciously giving them garlands of flowers, the oil of gladness, and a mantle of grateful praise.
Let us pray. God of delight, God of celebration, God of good news, of great joy for all people, help us to lift our voices in song. Even among the shadows of sorrow and despair, help us rejoice in what you have done and what you will do. With Mary, let us sing of how you lift up the lowly, scatter the proud, and fill the hungry with good things. Come, Jesus, come. Amen. Let us sing the third verse, so thou dost leave thy throne.
Which is in your bulletin this morning. The foxes found rest and the birds nest in the shade of the forest trees. But thy couch was the sod, O thou Son of God, in the deserts of Galilee. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Well, I'm going to invite our kids, if they would come down this morning. So does anybody remember what the first candle represents? Hope. 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 How about the second one? Peace. Peace, yeah. Now what about today? What did we talk about today? Joy.
Joy.
Joy, yes, yes. Do you remember that song that we used to sing at VBS? I don't know if Miss Carla sang it when we had our December one, but I know we sang it this summer. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? And we used to holler out, where? All of us boys did. Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. You know what? Isn't that a true song? Because as kids, I always see you guys laughing and having fun. And that's a good thing. Don't ever lose that. Even as you get older. Sometimes as we get older, we get more serious and everything. But you know what? It's always good to laugh.
Because sometimes when you face stressful things in life, whatever that may be, it's good to sing. How many of you like to sing? Do you like to listen to music at home? Mm-hmm. Got your favorite songs that you like to listen to? Country or rap or rock or whatever it may be. All kinds of different song styles out there. And don't be afraid to sing it out and jump around and dance too. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the angel said, rejoice. Good news. I bring you good news. The Savior has been born. Jesus Christ the Lord. And that's why we celebrate. Okay? All right. I guess you can go back to your seats and or whichever.
I'm not sure what they want to do, and we'll let them decide on that. And we're going to go quickly to our prayer time this morning. And there are some needs that I want to mention this morning. And we want to remember Harry this morning, which is Dex's dad. I thought when I had mentioned him and we prayed last week, I thought he was having surgery this week. But it's tomorrow, tomorrow that he's going to be having that. So we want to remember Harry in our prayers. We want to remember Priscilla in our prayers. We found out this past week on the prayer chain that, you know, she had cataract surgery in her one eye. And she started having trouble where she couldn't see right out of it since the surgery. So they canceled the second eye, and we need to lift her up in prayer. I'm not sure what has all been decided or what they've discovered yet on that, but we want to lift her up. We want to remember Ellie in our prayer this morning. She's been having some trouble with her good leg, But also I found out this morning that she's been having some trouble with, if you know anything about her artificial limb that she has now, it works in conjunction with electrodes with her brain. And she said that she's been having trouble with it, her brain somehow not telling her to bend it, and it's somehow things are not quite working today. And so she would appreciate prayers. And then we want to remember Carla this morning that has been diagnosed with COVID. And so we want to pray for those needs. And I'm going to encourage you, instead of taking a bunch of names and stuff from the floor, I'm just going to encourage you to lift up somebody during that quiet time as David's going to play some music here in a moment. And lift those names up, and then I will pray and pray for all of those this morning. So we'll give you a chance this morning to pray for those needs as you play. Come together to celebrate on this third Sunday, we rejoice with all of God's people as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, and as the choir is going to come in a little bit and sing all about that. We just ask for your blessing upon the choir this morning, and David as director, that we will be a blessing and sing your praises this morning about that that baby that came, Jesus, so long ago into the world, that we might experience new life because of that. And Lord, we lift up the ones that I mentioned today. We lift up Carla today, who's been diagnosed with COVID. We're grateful that she is asymptomatic, but we continue to pray that they'll be able to, that she will be able to get a negative test here soon, and that she can go about like normal. We pray for Harry, and we lift him up as he's going in for surgery tomorrow, that you'll guide the surgeon's hands as they repair that embolism. And God, we thank you for that. We pray for Priscilla with her eyes and what's going on there, or that one eye. Lord, that they worked on. We pray for healing and your grace. We pray you'll give wisdom to the doctors that have been working with her. We pray for Ellie this morning, God. We pray for that good leg that she's been having some trouble with. We pray for your healing touch for her. Pray you'll give wisdom to the doctors. But also we pray about her artificial limb and how she's been having trouble with that. We just ask for your touch upon her and that they will be able to get that all figured out in the weeks to come here. And we're grateful. And Lord, I also lift up right now and agree with everyone during our song time there as we prayed just a moment ago. Lord, if there's been several that lifted up needs today, we just ask that you would just meet those needs for those that need healing, for those that need peace, for those that need guidance or restoration or whatever it may be. We just ask for your presence to be real in the lives of people today. And Lord, I also lift up all of those on our monthly list, God. So many of them that are battling cancer or serious other illnesses, Lord, and so many that need strength and healing and health. God, we just lift up every one of those needs to you today, asking for your touch. And Lord, we pray for those within our families and our own community of faith here. So many that have been battling illness and sickness lately. And we just pray for your healing touch for each of them and that you would give them that relief that they need, that they'll be able to be back with us in worship or maybe in our families, Lord. So many things going around, and we're just thankful for that and your strength and touch today. Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the rest of this time, Lord, that we might sing your song and be a blessing. As we ask all of these things this morning in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with us this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. We want to thank you for your faithfulness. And we only have a few more Sundays left in this year. And so we're so grateful for all of God's blessings. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. pray. Gracious God, thank you so much for the opportunity that we have had in 2023 to be a blessing to so many in our community and world. We ask that you would multiply the gifts we've given today, that they can continue to be a blessing in the coming months and into this new year. As we ask it in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and the choir is going to be coming to share with us this morning, Come Worship the King.
We need a Savior.
We need a King.
was a humble virgin living a quiet life in an overlooked town. How could she have imagined that she would give birth to the long-awaited Messiah? But the angel had said to her, "The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby
Savior, and he is Christ. moment he was born, Jesus came into a world that longed for him without even realizing it. Those who knew the ancient prophecies of his coming prayed to see them fulfilled, but the Messiah they imagined was so much less than all he would be, and what they thought he came to do didn't even come close to what Emmanuel, God with us, would truly mean.
Soul be made content, broken. Contain it.
Thank you so much, choir. And yes, we did sound good, even though we lost like 3 people from sickness. So just take a moment real quick. Don't go gallivanting around. Just shake a couple hands beside you. And then as soon as David's ready, we'll go ahead and sing 2 verses of Angels from the Realm of Glory as we close out this morning. Let's go ahead and stand and turn to hymn number 155, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. Stand up, David. I know he's done so much for us, and he texted me Wednesday and said, I'm not going to make it to practice. I am sick. And so we were glad when we saw him walk in this morning, and he goes, I'll direct, but I cannot sing today. So we just want to say thank you, and let's show our appreciation. Yes. Yes. Well, let's go ahead and join together then for our benediction, which is on the back page this morning. Go with joy, renewed this day. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.